the nervous system reset, heal trauma, resolve chronic stress and pain, and regulate your emotions with the power of the vagus nerve. Written and read by Jessica Maguire. For Ivy and Sam. The information contained in this book does not negate personal responsibility on the part of the reader for their own health and safety. It is recommended that individually tailored advice is sought from your healthcare or medical professional. The author is not liable for injuries or damage occasioned to any person as a result of reading or following the information contained in this book. Introduction. I think I know why you're here. Something feels off in your body, heart, and mind, and you're searching for information to ease your physical or emotional distress. You may have spent a year or more cycling through appointments with various healthcare professionals to address these issues, and even had blood work or other lab tests done in an effort to get to the bottom of whatever's going on. You've probably trialed one or more medications and/or supplement regimes, and I bet you've exhausted Google looking for answers. Am I on the right track? If I am, it's because I've seen these scenarios play out hundreds of times over the many years I've been guiding people through their healing journey. First as a physiotherapist, and now as a leading global educator on the nervous system. I understand how hard it is to stay positive and afloat in the sea of uncertainty, and I've seen how living with chronic health problems without an obvious cause or solution can bring people to the brink of despair and even make them wonder if the problem is all in their head. Does this sound like you? By the time people come to me for help, they're usually tired, in pain, and emotionally drained from months, years, or even decades of an uphill health battle. Alex was one of these patients. Alex's story, restoring balance. My first impression of Alex was that she was full of life and a perfectly healthy 31-year-old, but a few minutes of conversation changed my mind. Alex had lived with ongoing health issues since the age of 25. Initially, she suffered with severe skin irritation in her 20s. But before long, she was also dealing with pain in her stomach, along with anxiety and a cluster of other conditions, each requiring different treatment. Over the years, Alex had seen dozens of doctors and been prescribed a litany of medications, so many that she could hardly remember them all. Some of Alex's doctors had hypothesized that her skin condition was a result of irritation from cosmetics and other products, so she dutifully switched to the creams they prescribed and changed every product she used, from a soap to a laundry detergent. When that didn't help, other doctors wondered if she was causing ongoing irritation by scratching her arms without realizing it, perhaps in her sleep or while worrying about something. Though Alex was adamant she hadn't been doing this, their best advice was her to make an effort not to touch the affected area at all and see if anything changed. It didn't. All of this was very frustrating and didn't help to soothe the itchiness, pain, or appearance of the red blotches that covered her arms. She grew increasingly self-conscious about her skin and started dreading going to work. If a colleague or friend happened to mention her skin in any way, she became angry and defensive. When her body aches, stomach pain, and digestive issues cropped up, Alex was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, and prescribed a strict diet. Despite following that diet to the letter, her symptoms continued unchecked. With no relief, she resorted to reorganizing her life around her stomach pain, avoiding social occasions and dinners with friends in case a rogue ingredient caused a flare-up. While dealing with these health challenges, Alex developed anxiety, which worsened despite visits to specialists and various prescriptions. As I took her history, I noticed that she described herself as a worrywart and an anxious person. This was an important detail because it gave me a lot of insight into the stories Alex was telling about herself. She obviously believed that these descriptions of herself were accurate because she stated them as factually